Welcome and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
What a nice group we have here, keeping each other warm on a cold night. So welcome to all. And any religious school students who are here tonight, know that because we are in the Jewish month of Adar, our tradition teaches us that we have to be... That didn't sound like a student. Come on, students! Students, we've been over this multiple times. We are in the Jewish month of Adar, TBS Religious School, so we have to be... Happy! That was great! They're brilliant, every one of them. So, that is perfect for tonight, because we have Simchas galore. Simchas are happy Jewish occasions, or happy occasions of any kind, actually. So, we welcome to our side rows over here, the Hinman and Zuckerman clan, who are here because Stuart, who grew up, all you religious school students out there, he was once you. Right, started at pre-K, I'm sure you're out on the wall somewhere, and all the way, and confirmation, and all the way through. And we're very, very happy to be able to celebrate with them their upcoming wedding. So welcome to also Mazel Tov to our members, Philippa Hinman, Michael Van Gelder, and welcome to all of you who are here for this wonderful occasion. We wish you Mazel Tov. So, it's been a few years, but once Stuart Hinman sat in that front row awaiting his bar mitzvah weekend. Do you remember? Ah. But now Josh Barzilai occupies that seat. He is the man of the weekend, the bar mitzvah of the weekend, and we wish Mazel Tov to him, to his parents, Melina and Peter, his sister Elsa, all of you. What a big entourage you have with you tonight. You will all be amazed by how wonderful the service is going to be tomorrow, and you will all be very proud to be related to this very bright and very competent and very good-hearted young man who is soon to become a Jewish spiritual adult. So, Mazel Tov to all of you. And with any luck, Josh, a few years down the road, you'll be sitting over on the side with your fiance before your Jewish wedding. But we can get through your bar mitzvah first, and then we'll worry about that. One at a time. That is a good philosophy. Where are our fabulous fourth graders? Woo! Oh, lots and lots of fourth graders. You are going to help lead a couple of songs tonight and thereby bring more joy to our joyous service tonight. We know that there are members and visitors here this evening who are praying for someone who is ill, here to remember a loved one who is no longer with us. We welcome all of you, no matter what draws you here this evening. We hope this service will be a reminder of the joy and blessings of life, even when times are difficult. So whatever brings you here, Shabbat Shalom and welcome. And we continue as we welcome the Shabbat angels into our midst. Shalom Aleichem, page 5.
Oh,
And we thank Rob for going solo tonight and as Rachel recovers, and thank you very much. Candles. We have three generations of Josh's family coming up for candlelighting tonight. On page six, we have Josh, we have his mom, Melina, we have Jack and Susan Solberg. Candlelighting, page six.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotah, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah.
Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 8.
La
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. The bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. The Shema from our Torah reminds us that God connects all living things, and we are very grateful for the joys and blessings that life brings our way. Shema on page 12.
Shema
Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, al levavecha, v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tabam, v'shivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech, Uvshoch becha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot beinecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. Tizkeru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hodseti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. So on page 14, we have Micha Mocha, our people's song, going back to the Torah of freedom, of escape from all kinds of oppression. So I am going to call up our fourth graders to walk up here very nicely and politely up the ramps. I have the words out. You're gonna kind of spread out. I got the words all over here. Now I will introduce that. Our fourth graders have not, you can also come here. Our fourth graders have not yet started tefillah, which is our Hebrew school service, and they will start that in September. So hopefully you'll be familiar with this. How this goes is, those of you on this side, you're going to start with Nora Tehillot, and over in this side, we're going to do Osefela, and it's not very hard. You'll figure it out. Micha Mocha, page 14. Good job. They are ready for fifth grade tefillah already.
We continue reading together on the top of page 15. Allow us, Adonai our God, to lie down in peace and to rise up in peace. Protect us as we enter and as we leave with your peace, now and forever. And now we continue with the Vishamru. For those of you that are guests, TBS has a wonderful tradition brought from some of our high school kids. We try to do the Vishamru with our whole bodies. So when we come to et in the course, sometimes you'll see people stand up. Sometimes you'll see people change places. Sometimes you will see members of our religious school walk slowly and nicely and not run and hit their heads on the pole and come up and switch places with the rabbi. Did I say that well enough? Okay, good. Walking slow, not hitting heads. The helmets don't get here till next week. We join in Vishamru. Everybody managed to do it without knocking over the poles this week. We continue now with the tefillah on page 16. For those who are able, please rise. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'eloheinu v'imotenu Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzhak v'Elohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah Elohei Rivka Elohei Rachel v'Elohei Leah Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora El Elyon Gomel chasadim tovim Vekone ako, vizocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevi geula livne v'nehem, lama'an shemo b'ahava, melech ozer umoshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Abraham v'ezrat Sarah. together on the top of page 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves lighting like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Meloh Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We continue now in our service folders with Sim Shalom, the prayer which asks to bring peace, blessing, and kindness to all our world. Tuesday, when our fifth and sixth graders gather together for tefillah, in every service we include the Misha Berach, and members of the fifth and sixth grade share the names of their friends, their loved ones, people they know who are ill and in need of healing. Misha Berach, Imotenu v'Avotenu, our God and God of our ancestors, Sarah and Abraham, Rivka and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, Send them refuata nefesh, refuata guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. May you be with them so they feel the light of your presence. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love, and guide all of those who take care of them to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai Rofeh HaHalim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen. We continue with the Misha Berach on 24. Pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Say shalom, shalom, aleinu. sharing a folk tale, a Jewish folk tale from Greece. And I like it because you'll see that part of it is a little like the Purim story, but with an interesting twist. And I wanted a story that had to do with love and marriage, because one, we're celebrating marriage tonight. Two, our fourth graders, under the leadership of their teachers, Mrs. Saul and Ms. Kaufman, their big project at the end of the year is performing a real wedding, which is very exciting, so it's appropriate for the fourth graders. And this is a night of simchas, so why not? And the story is called The King's Daughter and the Choice of Her Heart. So once, in a kingdom far away, there was a king and his wise daughter, and his beautiful, wise and beautiful daughter. "Daughter, it's time for you to marry. This kingdom is a lot of work, and you will need a partner so the two of you can rule together. You have been blessed with a wise brain, a beautiful face, and a good heart. You could have your choice of any man in the world."
"Father, I agree. I would like to have a partner. So, this is how I am going to choose my husband. I will have all the eligible men of the kingdom parade before me. And whenever I see somebody who makes my heart flutter, he will be my choice."
"Good idea, daughter. We will be on it at once. Servants, please go spread the word."
"Hear ye,
hear ye."
Casting call for the prince of the kingdom. So all eligible men, please put on your finery and come to the castle as soon as possible." Well, there was much excitement. Wow! Wow! They were so excited. And they all started parading for the princess to see. And she was ready to give the signal when someone caught her heart. It's a tough choice. Well, let's see what we got. Oh, she chose somebody, and everyone, the other people were disappointed, but everyone was all excited, and they were ready to go home. But she said, "No, every single one must parade by me, and just no one can leave until they're done." So here we go. This one's very happy. And, oh, okay, well, there were two, and there were still more men to come. "Let the eligible bachelors parade by." Looks a little like her dad, but that's how it goes. Okay. Well, princess, you have three different men here, and which one of them are you going to marry? Well, she looked at all of them, and they were all so attractive, and she talked to them a little bit, and thought, oh, they're so interesting. Father, I am going to marry all three of them. What? Three husbands? Have you lost your head, daughter? That is not possible. We don't do that here. You really just need to choose one. So the princess thought, how will I decide? And then she came up with a plan. I am going to give each of you a bag of gelt, with which you are going to buy, here you go, with which you are going to buy something in that faraway land and bring it back, and from that I will make my decision. Well, interesting plan. So the ship was ready to take them and their bags of gelt. And there we go. What? Gelt overboard. Oh no. Okay. Luckily, they had taken Dramamine with them. Okay, here they are. And they get out and they say, okay, we're going to scatter and we're going to find our stuff. Okay, so each of them took their bag of gelt. So, number one had his bag of gelt and he was looking at something to buy when he came across a storekeeper who was selling this very unusual looking mirror. And how much is this? It is your entire bag of gelt. What? But I don't understand why this mirror is so much. Because it is a magic mirror. If you put your hand on it and you tell it somewhere or something, you will see it in the mirror. Well, that is quite a special gift. I will buy it. Here you go, sir. Good doing business. And so he had his gift. Number two looked and looked with his gelt, and he came across someone selling rugs, and they were all kind of nice looking. And then he saw this one, and he said, huh, very interesting. How much is that one? Well, it is pretty much that bag of gelt. But why is it so much? I don't understand. Well, because this is a special carpet. You can go on it, tell it somewhere, it will take you there in seconds. That sounds like a great gift. Here you go. Thanks. And number three was looking and looking. Where's his gelt? There's his gelt. And he came across a fruit and vegetable stand. And he was looking at all the fruits and vegetables. They looked very scrumptious. And then he saw this apple juice bag. Said, huh, how much is that apple juice bag? It looks very scrumptious. Well, it'll cost you all that gelt you have. What? For an apple juice bag? Why is that? Because this is no ordinary apple juice bag. If you drink from this apple juice bag, anyone who drinks from it will be healed instantly of anything that is wrong with them. Well, that seems like a good thing to have. Here you go. Thank you, sir. Okay, so they all came back together again and showed each other the gifts. Interesting. But each of them secretly thought, well, mine is definitely the best, so I don't have to worry. Oh, wait, how did you get in there? Okay. Mine is definitely the best, so I don't have to worry about this. But they said, huh, well, what should we do? Hey, how about we look in my mirror and see what is going on with the princess? Good idea, let's see. So put his hand to the mirror, but they were really shocked by what they saw. The princess had gotten very sick, and she was lying in bed looking deathly ill. Oh no! What should we do? I think we should go see her, and if we get on my rug, we can be there in seconds. Okay, that's better than that ship. I hope it's less turbulent. And on the rug they went. And suddenly they were there, and everyone was gathered around the princess. Oh, wait, I forgot something. Wait, I must go back. They were all so worried. Oh no, what's going on? But number three had an idea. He took his special apple juice bag. Everyone looked at him very strangely. She's going to choke. What are you doing? She was totally better. It was amazing. The apple juice worked. So, well, now I can choose my husband. So what do you all have to say for yourselves? Well, I got something that we needed to see that you were sick. If I didn't have that mirror, we would have never known you were sick. But I got us here with my magic carpet. I could be by your side in seconds. Whoops. I am a gymnast as well. So, princess, I got the juice bag because I know how important healing is in this world. And when I saw you sick, it almost broke my heart. I was glad I could do something to make you well. Well, princess thought and thought and thought, what should she do? Well, you are all really great catches. I feel like I'm in love with all of you. But bachelor number three, you prove that you have a good head, a good heart, and good hands to do gemilut chasadim, good deeds. Will you accept this rose and be my husband? This part is dedicated to Mara Serge. Yes, I will. And they lived happily ever after. Okay. Clean up a little.